Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it.
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I got to say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio. It might be Joe Cali's favorite open that we have. Of all the content that we've ever created here on Sports Talk Saturday, I think that's Joe's favorite.
I would agree, definitely.
Well, hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday, rolling on here. And I feel like this is going to be pretty interesting here on the Wester Hotline. Down the road on one of our sister stations, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester, Gene Battaglia, host of the Sports Bar. Right? I hope I got the name right, Gene, because you guys had me as a guest back in 2017 for the quarterback power rankings. You guys unironically kind of gave me the start that I would need to be hosting the wagon fire that is this show.
So we're to blame for this, Derek? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. No, I'm still absolutely to blame. More or less, I just love that it's come full circle at this point, that I'm able to have you on after you guys all those years ago were able to help get me started. So
it was great, and I remember you doing those breakdowns. We were voracious for telling me about these quarterbacks that we're now watching on Saturday. So you did a great job back then. But, Derek, Joe, thanks for having me this morning.
It's great that it worked out this way, though, Gene, because when we were messaging about this, it was, please just don't let this not get through to at least a game five. And here we are sitting here with Rochester dominant performance against Laval last night to make it a winner take all in game five against the best team in the AHL in the standings this past year against Laval. How are the Americans going to be able to fare here in what has been a tough, long drawn out series against a team that, all throughout the regular season, they have not had the best success against, and yet here we are. One win can change everything.
Yeah, so Laval, tough environment. You're playing a game in suburban Montreal, but you look at this team, and it's unique. They led the American League in points as a team. They allowed the fewest goals during the regular season. They had the most penalty minutes, which you could say this is what old-time hockey should be, but really it cost them last night. In fact, it cost them in game two, taking penalties when you shouldn't. And you can get away with that stuff during the regular season when you're, you know, beating up on the lower-level teams. But for the postseason, the Amherst got two power play goals, in the game two win. And last night it flipped when you're up 2-0, which you're not comfortable. The Amherst get a 5-on-3. Rosane scores. And from there on in, okay, this is going to be their night. And on top of that, a shorthanded goal on top of it. So just to make sure that, all right, if they're going to commit these dumb penalties, make them pay. I like their chances on the road here coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, also because of the fact that, like, it was very reminiscent of game two. Like, the taking of a dumb penalty, make them pay. Exactly how Roseanne does it to break it through to making it 3-0. If they're going to take these bad penalties, you have to make them pay. And it reminded me of game two when Zajac going near Levi. Levi might have sold it a bit, but I thought it was a good enough bump that the refs were like, all right, enough's enough. And immediately after that is that sick pass from Rusek to Kulik for what would ultimately be the game-winning goal in game two. Rusek does it again for Dunn, by the way, which was just as hilarious to me of that slick little pass on the power play for the first goal of the game. And it looks like Rusek is finding himself again in this postseason after he was a little silent heading in to the beginning of the Laval series.
Yeah, and he's dealing with something. I want to give him a little extra credit here because he's a little banged up, and we're not exactly sure because they don't need to tell us that. But, also, too, it's, look, we're critical of the Sabres organization, rightly so, but they did spend a little money in terms of, all right, we have this talent, but we got to make sure that there's some veterans. And to bring in a guy like Dunn, who was previously with the Columbus organization, and then last night to come up with a 4-point effort. That's what you need. Development is all about winning. So, I mean, on the flip side, for Laval, and this is what drives me nuts about this league, is that, yes, it's a developmental league, but I think when it gets to the postseason, you're putting your best players out there. And for the life of me, I don't understand why they didn't go back to Caden Primo last night in goal and they put in Jacob Fowler. I don't know if ultimately that would have been the difference, but Fowler gets pulled. And so I would expect we're going to see Primo coming up again for game five.
Yeah, I mentioned it actually to open the show last hour of, I don't know why they ended up doing this, but it's now not becoming an accident of they're 2-0 with Primo in the net. They're 0-2 with Fowler getting the start. It was very baffling to me to where now I'm starting to question, like, is Laval's coaching staff all right? Are they okay? And hopefully Rochester's able to take advantage of this, because we've seen it through playoff runs in the past with these teams, Gene, whether it was Quinn Krebs and Paterka from years ago to this current group with Roseanne and Kulik and Osland. They do have themselves good runs, but ultimately it is they fall short sometimes against the little Vols of the world or Hershey or teams of that caliber. And now here comes a chance to make the Eastern Conference final again. And all it takes is you got to have one more strong performance. Devin Levi, massive bounce back game for him in a series that, quite frankly, he's needed this.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I took a little heat saying, after the Amherst swept Syracuse, Devin Levi shut out in game two, shut out in game three. It's like, you know what? Buffalo, enjoy him. He's got nothing left to prove here. Mm-hmm. He's in this space, but then, 13-day layoff, which, come on.
That's
like,
tough.
What are we doing here? We got to wait nearly 2 weeks between games, so you got to shake the rust off, and before you know it, you're down 1-0 in the series, 1-1. You allow a bad goal in game three, but he bounced back, and they have been on him, meaning the crowd up in LaFell. He's from there. He grew up 20 minutes away, so this is kind of like his moment, I think, in game five. Can he just show everybody, hey, once and for all, I'm beyond this level here. Let me carry this team. Which goaltender plays better? Primo probably thinks the same thing. Let me, show that I should be back up with, the Habs. I would think that's going to be the determining factor.
Gene, when it comes down to it, the other thing that Sabres fans need to be encouraged about is how consistent it has been for this group with Roseanne getting his fifth playoff goal, for example. Kostas Hellenius, putting the emphatic nail in the coffin last night, giving it a little bit back to the Laval bench after it's been like a feisty game, and he's just letting them have it. And then, of course, everyone saw what Kulik was able to do in the NHL this year. He had almost 20 goals in an injury-filled campaign for his rookie season in the NHL. the studs being the studs has been a big deal for this team, and we're hoping for at least one more of them there. But what's it been like watching Hellenius this year, first year overseas in the North American side of things?
Well, it took him a while, Joe, to get going. It was a little timid going to the corner. You know, it's a different game, of course, you guys know. But once he started to figure it out with spacing and playing away from the puck and doing all those things you're supposed to be doing, and quite honestly, being a little more physical. And then last night, being the beneficiary of that last pass, I mean, just capitalizing on him. He's somebody I think, like, if you guys were going to say, who would you expect to make the jump? He's 19. Let him season a little bit more, but that's somebody, like, in the pipeline that, you know, Sabre fans can be excited about. This is about the best you could have hoped for, I guess, from Konstantin Hellenius in your number one. As far as Kulik, you know, kudos to the Sabres for allowing Kulik and the others to come down to Rochester. They were on the clear day roster. We all know that once the season's over for the Amerks, Yuri Kulik is a Buffalo Sabre. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, for Lindy Ruff and his staff to recognize, hey, probably the better experience is not to let him play in this world tournament. Let him play with guys in the organization in a real playoff atmosphere. And for him to come through the way he did in game number two with that one-timer, that's not a shot that – that's not an American League Hockey League mm-hmm. shot. That was a true blast. It was – Lavelle wasn't recovering from that night. So are the kids playing well? Yeah, you betcha. Look, if you get by this team on Sunday, who's to say that they can't win the whole darn thing here? Charlotte on the other end, they're just going to kind of sit around and wait. They took care of Hershey real quick, so we know that's going to be a tough task. But sometimes it takes a few times knocking at the door. And you guys referenced, all right, last year losing to Syracuse, 2 years ago losing to Hershey in the conference final, Laval in triple overtime. And, you know, granted, the cast has been different each and every year. However, year to year, there's some of the guys that are the same. So maybe this is the Amerks' time here.
I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you about the Rochester Americans without, and quoting my friend on this and using this bit for the whole week, our Lord and Savior, Kel Clegg.
he did get a point. What's going on? The point streak is snapped there. No, he came out of nowhere. Those are the fun stories, right?
Right.
You know, when you're focusing on other guys, and here's a defenseman that's been just kind of a guy that can kind of, you know, step up and do his thing. But he's kind of turned into kind of a cult hero type of guy here in Rochester.
Yeah, with Clegg especially, he spent time with the Sabres organization in the past, and that was also when Rochester was in its lower points. It was like Tim Murray deconstructed everything. Thanks, Tim. I'll never forgive you for any sort of lack of development there. But Clegg never got to the playoffs, even in the AHL, until this year. And in his first postseason, he is really shining as effective.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The lead point scorer of this team and the leader on the blue line there helping accompany the likes of Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to say, like, I'm not telling anything you guys don't know, but, like, yeah, Ryan Johnson hasn't, you know, he's been okay for the, by the way, he got shaken up last night. I assume he's going to be fine. He did come back after getting checked out. I would assume it was concussion protocol sort of thing. But, you know, for Cale Clegg this year, 39 points, 39 points in 69 games. That's not bad. Second on the team from the blue line in that department. So, but the fact that he stepped up here, particularly in the Syracuse series, and kind of just another thing that other teams have to kind of worry about coming from the back end.
Gene, hopefully we get ourselves an opportunity to see them again with a win in Laval. That means another playoff series and definitely more mileage for me to put on my car there. And hopefully I'll try to like sneak in and bother Paul when he sits down with you or something.
Yeah, we love doing the shows out there, and certainly learned a lot from Paul about hockey over the years here. And we gotta make sure Paul has an assignment here, right? That's really what this is about. That's the main purpose.
Yeah, we gotta give that man more work to do apparently, because he just doesn't ever want to stop. But Gene, speaking of that though, like the playoff atmosphere, the fact that there are parties outside in Rochester. The first thing that I thought when I walked out there last week was, this breaks my heart, because I'm seeing the Bandits get one of these and I'm seeing Rochester getting one of these. And I'm like, at one point, the Sabres have got to do this, right? But what has the energy been like, though, for Rochester overall throughout this postseason?
Well, it's our team. That's it. I mean, we have the Nighthawks here, which we love. We have a minor league baseball team. But it's Amherst hockey. That's the team that we identify with the most. And then when you kind of couple that with, well, this weekend's not a good example, but last weekend, hey, the weather's starting to break, and let's make a full evening of it and head down to the arena. So if the Amherst do get by on Sunday, I would certainly say to any Sabre fan, it's worth the time. If you really like, if you know some of these names here, certainly should know Devin Levi, then playoff hockey, it's just you can't look at your phone. You can't get up and go to the bathroom. You need to keep your eye on the ice. And I have many friends in Buffalo who are like, I forget what this is like, coming out and just, enjoying this sort of atmosphere and this sort of, kind of playoff hockey vibe. So I would just say, first things first, take care of game five. If the Amherst are able to do that, just come on out. Charlotte, that should be a real fun series if the Amherst get there.
Yeah, and here's to hope, and I've got my fingers crossed, man. I've got the Amherst jersey on right now, too, so where my loyalties lie at this point. Gene, last thing for you here. Obviously, Hard Knocks is choosing the Bills to open up with training camp, which means HBO's coming down to St. John Fisher College. How's everyone out there feeling about that?
Oh, we're excited. I mean, just the idea that that our town, the beautiful Fisher campus, gets to get spotlighted, and certainly the team that everybody cares about, and we're going to learn a little bit more. I think everybody is excited, and everybody pretty much understands the counterpoint that, all right, this, in terms of getting the work you need to done, you know, like I'm sure, you know, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, would, they were asked, they would rather not do this, but this is the assignment this year. I would just say this though. And I question you guys. When was the actual last time you watched Hard Knocks sitting down and watching the whole episode? We'll do that because it's the team we follow here. Mm-hmm. But you know, for me, I was trying to think about it. I'm like, the Falcons for me, and that was 2014. That's 11 years ago. I think now it's just kind of, hey, if it's not a storyline or a team you particularly care about, I'll just look at the clips, you know, and I'll see what I need to, and we'll get the storylines that way. But to me, Hard Knocks, maybe this is unpopular, it's not appointment viewing unless it's your favorite team.
That's interesting. I like that, Gene. I think that it's more or less like, I had never thought of it that way when you asked the question of when's the last time that you really have sat down and watched
more than the clips. I couldn't tell you when.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's actually really good. I've never thought about it that way, Gene. So hey, all more of the wisdom there. But Gene, are you going to try to find a way to photobomb into a camera's view there out in Rochester for training camp?
Well, so we're lucky. So GR has their setup, and I don't know if you guys will come out on a Saturday there. So it's in the pavilion. It's like the little mini radio row. So we're out there. So I don't know, like, are they gonna, you know, if we're talking, or we have a guest on or anything like that, that there'll be a camera in our face. So, but I'm curious if they're gonna follow Jeremy White over to Oak Hill there. So.
Why did something happen over here?
No. I mean, those guys get the invite. Like, Sal just says, hey, like they play. Like,
yep.
We were also wondering about that, too. If you're Oak Hill, like, how far can the cameras go? I mean, that's a private club. So, many little questions I have.
Yeah, of course, I'm hinting at, you know, the radio clip heard around the world. But, but you know, it's sometimes you got to take those lumps when you get them over here. But you know what? It is what it is. Gene, I appreciate talking with you, and I get to have you on the show now as, again, thank you for all those years ago, you and Mike Danger, having me on the sports bar there. But it's nice to be able to catch up with you again, talk with you again, and hopefully here is to Rochester winning Game 5 tomorrow afternoon.
It would be helpful for the Sabres if the Amherst can keep this run going. We all can kind of acknowledge that. And Derek, Joe, anytime you guys need me, happy to come on.
Gene, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you. Appreciate your time. And hey, have some fun with it. I know you and Danger always have a good time during the drive time in Rochester.
Thanks, Derek. Have a good one, buddy.
That's Gene Battaglia, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester on the West Hur Hotline, talking about the Rochester Americans, a little bit about Hard Knocks coming into Rochester as well.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I'm looking for, I,
and,
like
and
I
me
said,
getting
in
a little
segment.
Sentimental there about, you know, like, it's kind of where I got started.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing articles about ranking the college quarterbacks when the Bills were drafting one, and Danger and Battaglia sent me a message saying, hey, you want to jump on and elaborate on the article? So I did.
If I may. Do you recall where Josh Allen was in that article?
Oh, he was like fifth, routinely, because it was power rankings week by week.
Oh, so yeah,
he was like fourth, fifth. I couldn't trust him.
Couldn't trust him.
Yeah, it was
the gunslinger.
Awful take
without aim.
Awful take.
Well, now
Lamar was my top quarterback there.
That's not nearly as bad.
I'll take partial credit, but no, I got to roast myself for that because thank goodness those archives are apparently deleted because we've been on new site formats.
Yeah, new software.
New software. That article is not there anymore. But I'll admit it. Yeah, I had Josh Allen ranked at like fourth or fifth throughout the entire season. It wasn't like it's not good. I didn't have Darnold ranked very high either. I couldn't trust him.
I mean, the jury's still out on Darnold. I mean, that kind of just happened last year under Kevin McCarthy. We don't know if that's going to continue.
Yeah.
In Seattle, but we shall see.
But yeah, no, it was a fun little time there to do those segments with them, and now here we are. So they're still going strong with the sports bar in Rochester, and it's good to be able to catch up with them. So, and I also love the added wrinkle of hey. Get to ask them about how the climate is about Hard Knocks is coming over to St. John Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that means a lot for them as well. I love my Rochester people.
I think
that's the other thing. Because we have them for the Bills Radio Network as
yes,
well.
Yeah.
So they do hear us.
They're along for the ride.
They know who we are, in a sense. Like, obviously, they know who GR is at that point because, like, we do pregame.
Mm-hmm.
We do post. Our hosts are the one doing that stuff for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. So, you know, we do know that we get a little bit of an outreach out there. But it's – I have fun anytime I go out to Rochester, and here it is. Season on the line. Winner take all. Game 5, Game 7.
Game 3, Game 7.
Game 3, Game 7. We'll talk about more about that next. The Buffalo Bandits hosting Saskatchewan for Game 3. Winner take all in that series as well. But this is not just to advance into the playoffs. No, this is for the title and for the Bandits an opportunity at either a three-peat or only two championships.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 appearances in a row.
The storylines are weaving themselves for the whole kit and caboodle.
And we'll see what we can do about that. We'll dive into the Bandits coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with you on WGR.
Along with Tehoka Nanacoke, Bird Mother shot, he scores! Finally, 22 finds the back of the net.
John Gertler on the call. That was from game 2 because there was no horn after that. Mm. With the Bandits ultimately lost.
It doesn't feel right without hearing the horn.
Well, I've got great news for you today.
Yeah.
If you are going to be either listening or at the game for the Buffalo Bandits this afternoon, it will feature goal horns if the Bandits score. Because it is in Bandit Land. It is sold out. It is ready to go to be raucous.
19,070 people.
19,000 strong.
That's unbelievable.
Ready to go for tonight's, this afternoon's game, I should say, in the NLL 4, Game 3, Buffalo, Saskatchewan. And by the way, it'll be televised on ESPN2.
That's why it's a 4:30 game. That's the reason.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone's like, why isn't it at 8? Why? First of all, they know they can sell out at 4:30 because it's on a Saturday. It's actually a lot. I think for families with younger children, it's actually easier because you're home by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It turns everything around, right? Now, I don't think that'll be the case because I hope the Bandits win tonight and I think everyone will be out celebrating. But they wanted the ESPN slot, which totally makes sense because that's a huge deal for the NLL in a big game like this, Game 3, which is their Game 7, right?
Yeah.
To be on a national network, that's huge. So I totally understand that, the 4:30 start. But this, listen, these stakes have, in my opinion, these are the highest they've been in a while. Albany last year in the final, they swept right through. Last, the year before that, Colorado, if I remember correctly, talking with Trevor Howard yesterday, that game went to a Game 3, but it was a more decisive couple games there.
Right. And
this feels like a serious back and forth. Game 1 and Game 2 look so similar, Derek. They were both 6-6 going into the half. And really, the only difference is the fourth quarter between the two of them. Game 1, the Bandits hang on to a one-score lead and score an absolute missile at the end from Dane Smith all the way across the field. Where in the other one, Game 2, Saskatchewan really puts it together and holds the Bandits off in the fourth. Gets a couple scores up there. So it might come down to the fourth quarter again. Like, that's kind of how I'm leaning towards this. I don't know about you, though.
And it is going to come down to the wire. Both of these teams, they had the same record this year. They were both in contention for the one seed overall. The Rush have an absolute dynamo in Austin Shanks.
Yes.
So this is going to be a challenge. And if you're going to get your three-peat, you are going to have to earn it. And it is hilariously funny to me, though, that like the Bandits could win this three-peat, and Matt Vince will have two straight teams or two different teams that he will have won like this with.
90 minutes away from each other.
90 minutes away from each other. So like, it's not just that you've won three championships with the team. It is that you've won three championships with each team in the same state.
Mm-hmm. We're now Halifax, but
in a league, yeah, mm-hmm. Where, by the way, in a league where your opponent tonight is Saskatchewan. So it's very wide-ranging.
The league has expanded quite a bit. You have a team in Vegas that's successful. Like, you're starting to see more NLL teams pop up.
I'm just talking peak geography, baby.
Yep.
And Matt Vince has a chance to win his third straight championship with a second team 90 minutes away in the same state. That is just telling you Matt Vince is the ultimate New Yorker.
He is.
Even though he's
Western New
Canadian.
Yorker? The ultimate Western New Yorker?
Is that maybe.
One? Ultimate goaltender as well.
Yes, ultimate goaltender.
Very strong point there from Giacobello behind the glass.
Ultimate a lot of things. But can this be the moment for the Bandits? Because I hated that I said it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's what everyone's saying too. It's like
I don't know if anyone wants to say this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very different dynamic that happens here if you go to five straight championships and you only take away two of them. It's a little less dynastic at that point, and it kind of tells a different story.
Would Billsy be the way to put that? 90s Billsy?
I don't know.
Minnesota Vikings-ish?
But it is hard to get there five straight times. Never going to dismiss that. It is just the perception, because people ultimately at the end of the day look at what did you do? You lost.
Storylines. We talked about that throughout the entirety of the MVP race between Allen and Lamar. The story.
And the story here is you can have the team that was showing up in the finals and now finally learning how to dominate them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win three straight, that is the proper word. Even if this is a tight game, it is still domination of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is...
You had a nice two-year run.
A team that still has problems closing the final series.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone wants that to be part of their discussion today.
I really do not. They've played...
Not like we'll kill the Bandits for losing this game.
No. Like you said, five straight consecutive appearances is... very impressive. There's nothing to take away from that that's negative. It's realistically just, like you said.
Can you do it?
Are you the closer or not?
Mm-hmm.
And this, it stinks that it comes down to one game, but it does come down to the fifth year. Because then the fraction really shifts. Right now you're 50-50.
Yes, right now it's an even split 50-50, and you've won your last two, so it looks better.
Yeah.
Keep it looking better.
Yes. I hope they do. I think they will.
Make it crunchy.
They, listen, it's not just, you were talking about this yesterday too, it's not just Josh Byrne and Dane Smith. Ian McKay, Chase Frazier. Chase Frazier was having one of the comments. I had to write the game story watching the TSN feed last time.
Chase Frazier does not score a normal goal, and I don't know.
Teddy Jenner, the commentator on the TSN call,
yes,
literally considered early retirement. He's like,
I'm done.
He's like, I'm not calling any more games because Chase Frazier just broke my mind. Frazier's a sicko. He's not wrong.
That's a great goal call, by the way.
Yes.
Like, that's an elite goal call. Just, I'm done. I'm done. I don't know if I'm calling any more games because Chase Frazier broke my mind.
Like, you're getting people who do that for a living to consider changing their line of work.
Like, well, I mean, I feel like that's just...
That behind the back one, though, I totally understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand. What I don't understand is how he just has the mental capacity to just continue scoring wacky goals in the games that mean the most. In the finals series, he will always do this. Do I expect him to do it again? No. Which means I'm going to be absolutely, like, jaw-dropped, surprised again when he does it. Because, like, goals like that should not be common.
Nope. Josh Byrne's done any behind-the-back shot like that is legitimately spitting in the face of the other team.
But
just
Frazier,
like, I'm him.
Frazier does this.
Yeah. On the regular.
On the regular.
He, like you
it's
said,
frequent enough that, like, you have to point it out.
A normal goal from him is like, wrong to see. Like, just, like, running up to the crease and putting one in.
Yeah.
There's got to be some unexpected intangible along with it. Otherwise, it doesn't count as a Chase Frazier goal. So
it's absolutely wacky.
And Ian McKay, I mean, how much can you really say bad about him? Nothing. Because guy's been harboring for a offensive spot on this squad for years, right? After game one, sitting up in the press box, and he mentions to Chris Swenson, the in-arena announcer, oh, it took you 6 years to interview me, right? Like, walking, mm-hmm. like, throwing the salt at him, because he's like, I'm here. Like, I've always been here. And his offensive play is out. It's unbelievable. I think 15 goals in the postseason.
Yep.
That's unbelievable for a guy who is also a defensive threat.
And we talked with Dave Buchanan a couple times this year, and one of the things he does mention is Ian McKay has always had this. It's just how the Bandits have deployed him.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're deploying him on the offensive side of the boards, and it's
working really in their favor.
They are making sure that they're allowing this to be the thing. They have been benefiting from Ian McKay with his scoring prowess. And I do hope that it continues on like that, where now there is another dynamo that can be fed. Because Dane Smith, at the end of the day, he is a facilitator first. He is a pass-first guy. Josh Byrne, he racks up the assists not just as much as Dane Smith, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's there. I hope that the Bandits are able to take this one, give it three straight, kind of caused a little bit of a hoopla down at the arena today.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, that's a big old hell yeah. If they don't, it's not the end of the world. It will have been a team that matched you in record this year. It will also be it'll be a tough sting, you know,
mm-hmm.
the chase for trying to help rewrite history. To put your name in the annals of a three-peat team,
yeah,
it's not easy to do in any league.
No. You have to remain dominant, stay dominant. And the tricky part is Saskatchewan, I mean, like you said, same record. They deserve to be there just as much as the Bandits do. They're really also scrappy. These two teams, there's disdain between one another, right?
Oh, hey,
it's a natural-born rivalry.
If you play a game with high stakes and you see each other more than once, guess what's going to happen? I'm looking at you, Gary. I don't need to
Mr.
see
Mr. Bettman. If you're listening to this program,
I don't need to see the Carolina Panthers disappoint me. Or the see, I even said the name wrong. I hate this series,
Carolina Panthers.
I hate this series.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't even think series. About that.
I hate this series so much because of those two names.
Zoinks.
The Carolina Hurricanes constantly disappointing in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, and also Saskatchewan's talking trash on social media again. So
they
like to do that.
I'm here for it.
I am too. Natural born rivalry.
But also anytime you can add a little extra to it.
Put a little, you know, like
sprinkle it
it's
in.
It's like the soup before the rat and Ratatouille did his thing, you know?
I was just going to say, are we talking spicy banter or friendly banter?
It's a little bit of both sometimes. You know how social media gets.
That's true.
Salt Bay action.
Yes, but hopefully they're able to wrap this thing up tonight with a win. Kind of send the arena into this like nice little...
Either way, you're going to see the trophy if you're going to the game tonight.
You are seeing the trophy today if you're going to the game. Zach Jones going for the first time mm-hmm. to watch a lacrosse game at all.
I will say, I had a similar experience when I went to the Colorado game a few years back. There's no better way to get into it because you're in the best environment to enjoy an NLL game
and like
in
I
the
said,
biggest game of the year.
If you have a requisite knowledge of the game, then yes, absolutely, it's the first time you should go. Then that's the perfect environment for
mm-hmm.
it. That said, if you don't know the intricacies of lacrosse and the basics of it, the final might not be the best idea,
mm-hmm.
but you just know that all the intensity and the tension is all going to be there for you. You can feel that.
Yeah.
That's something you don't need to not know the basic rules of lacrosse for. The drama, seeing that one the team that you want to win has more or less goals than the other, like that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's stuff that everyone knows.
Yeah. Here's my question before the break. For somebody on the base level, say they don't know the game, how do you describe it to them? I kind of dip into other sports that they might know, right? The shot clock of basketball, the pattern, like the plays of hockey almost, the way they run around the field is similar to how...
The free flow of
yes,
hockey.
Yes, exactly. In the contact of...
Also hockey.
Also hockey. So like, in the, you know, that's how I explain it to them. It's almost, it's field hockey in a sense, but with a shot clock of basketball and how they keep control of the ball and like intercept it, I really don't get.
And the environment of
music all the time, rowdy crowd, like.
Yeah, I don't know what to use for that.
I don't either because that's
I can't really say
nightclub.
I want
the NHL to move. You know, I mean.
No.
You don't want music all the time at a Sabres game?
No.
With the current product we get, I do. Give me something to be there for, you know?
I want to be there for the hockey.
I would too.
But
for the time being.
If you're going down there to Banditland, I'd imagine there's going to be plenty of people out there for a party in the plaza.
Oh, I think they have a stage set up. They did last time, and
yes,
this is game three,
game
so
one,
I don't see why they would...
I would imagine they're going to do that again here. It looks okay outside.
Apparently it's 59 degrees, so...
Is it going to rain?
I don't know. I'm looking at a desktop screensaver right now.
Well,
it looks like it might. 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4, but only 30% chance. So it's not egregious. You're on the better side of the odds at that point.
Thanks, Ollie.
Sports is next.
So if you're going down there, have your chance. If you want to feel something about a party in the plaza, well, here's your chance. If you're not going to the game, I'd imagine then like...
Just go to a restaurant, bar somewhere after the party in the plaza and go watch.
What's the place that's right next to the arena?
Labatt
House?
Labatt House.
That's right there.
I think.
Yeah, something like that. Or Southern Tier. There's plenty of places you can go downtown to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right in walking distance of the arena if you don't have tickets
there's
to the game.
There's one connected to the arena, as you alluded to. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to the game, there's a couple places downtown you can go. Or you could just go anywhere and check it out on ESPN2. Today, and a lot of bars, establishments will have that for you.
Yeah, which is the nice part about it being
that's
on ESPN,
thing.
Too.
Mm-hmm. So, again, can the Bandits make it? 3 in a row. Pregame starts at
4 p.m. sharp.
There we go. That's Chris Giacobello right there, who's going to end up being here running that game. So that's
he's the producer,
producer of the Bandits right here.
I figured I would ask the source. Also, just to give you a chance to get involved.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Take a timeout. Wrap up hour number two. Brayton Wilson will join us at 1:30 to talk about the NHL playoffs and anything else hockey related there. By the way, we'll talk about something else hockey related that has not happened for almost 100 years coming up on the other side on WGR.
Aha!
It has been 91 years.
Oh my God!
Since the last time that this happened. And what is this that I'm referring to? Tage Thompson, Team USA. Well, not Tage Thompson.
I was going to say, I was like, whoa, not Tage Thompson's eternal.
Tage Thompson has been here for 91 years.
I am inevitable.
But thanks to Tage Thompson, Connor Garland, and the like, Team USA moving on to the gold medal game in the World Championships. They beat Sweden 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
And they are playing against, I need to see who they are, but it was either Denmark or Switzerland, which is wild to me that one of those two teams is playing for the gold medal. I love it. But Team USA, for the first time in 91 years, playing for the gold medal in the IIHF World Championships.
That's awesome. USA. I'd love to see that happen, especially for Tage Thompson, too. That adds a little bit of a
exactly.
little flair to his career, you know? Not in the NHL, but in just a
but
hockey
it,
player.
To his sorts. Career. Mm-hmm. It does add a little something there, a little bit of pizzazz to his collection.
He's
to his
played
collection.
Pretty well as well, hasn't he?
Also, yeah, it's not Olympic gold, but it's still dang gold medal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Playing against mostly NHL talent in the World Championships, that's still an important thing. There are people that will not have gold medals ever in their life playing hockey. Guess what? Here's your chance. Now I need to find out who the opponent is.
Who'd you say the two options were?
It was Denmark or Switzerland.
I'm feeling Switzerland here, being neutral. If I had to pick. Is it Switzerland?
I don't know.
We're crunching the numbers here.
Hang on.
Can you crunch them again?
Did the game happen yet is another question here.
It might not have. That's actually a good point.
Oh, my God, if their site was easier to deal with. Okay, it is currently going on. Switzerland leads Denmark 2-0.
Mm. Switzerland's looking good then. We'll see how that pick goes.
It would be the Swiss and the U.S. if things end up chalk right now.
Is it the first period? Or...
Hang on. This site is not... The IIHF site is not easy to work around here.
It's on YouTube. I'm going to tune in.
It is the first period.
Okay. So there's a lot of game left.
A lot of game left. But again, it was a major upset from Denmark against Canada. That was a big deal. That would have been fun to see U.S.-Canada for a gold medal for the Worlds.
That'd be cool.
But...
I can't...
Denmark decided, nah-uh.
Is it bad I'm looking forward to the Worlds again?
Or the Olympics?
Yeah. Would that be the next one they do? Yeah. I'm looking...
The World Championship every year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, again for next year?
Yeah. Because that the Four Nations face-off, I should say. Are they doing that every year, or is that...
No, that's not an every year thing. Mm. But also, you don't get the animosity... that the Four Nations face-off had. That is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that just seems so raw, just such, like, a hockey moment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that anywhere else.
But the World Championships also, the best players do oftentimes not end up going.
Right, because don't want to risk injury
in
the World Championships and affect your NHL season.
Yeah, you don't want to start next season late because you got hurt at the Worlds or, you know, you don't need to play for that gold.
Well, that's the worry about flag football in the Olympics and the NFL, but they're allowing that now.
But also, now that the Olympics are back, there are enough players that, you know, if you're comfortably going to be an Olympic player for a team, you're not going to want to have to jump to Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Is another thing about it.
Yeah.
But like Sidney Crosby being there, though. That's just Sidney Crosby being Sidney Crosby. But Sidney Crosby lost to Denmark. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
For Denmark. I don't want to just be hating on Crosby for no reason.
I'm okay with that.
I like too much of his game.
Yeah, you have to respect the game. It's just, I remember talking about him at my fifth grade lunch table, and I'm like, not okay that he's still.
Yeah, that's because like, he was this big. All right, we'll come back. We'll go around the NFL a little bit here and look at the most promising off seasons and see who are the teams that could threaten from not being a playoff team last year to jumping into the postseason this year, and who are the teams that could be the ones to fall out of it and pay the price.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.